Mom, do you know where my new calculator is?
Do you mean the one I just bought you last week to replace the one you lost a month ago?
Yeah, that one. I gotta have it for class tomorrow.
I don't know. I guess you'll just have to buy a new one.
With what?
Being a parent brings new surprises almost every day.
Oh, yes. Surprises and challenges.
Hi, this is Tammy.
And I'm Carol.
Welcome to Women of Hope. Today, we're talking about parenting.
Hey, Carol, isn't it hard to have a good, loving, and positive relationship with your children all the time?
Oh, Tammy, it sure is. And I don't think it's possible all the time. But there is a lot you can do to work towards that, if you know how. I love to watch you with your children, because you seem to have a good time together.
We really do. We have a lot of fun when we're together. But of course, there are times when they get out of hand and I need to discipline them.
I know, Tammy, I've watched you. And I've even seen you explaining to your son why you had to discipline him.
That's right. It's important for children to understand what they've done wrong and know why they're being disciplined, isn't it?
Oh, I agree. But I don't always find it easy now that my son's a teenager.
Oh.
At this age, they like to challenge authority all the time, don't they?
Oh, yes. That's coming from me soon, too. To be a parent is hard enough, but to be the parent of a teenager, that's even harder. But it can also be a lot of fun if you know how to work with your children rather than against your children. Carol, you've raised two children, and I know you've had to have had your challenges along the way. Could you share some advice?
I'd love to. Having raised two children, I know that it's not an easy task. It can be difficult work, but it can also be very rewarding. So how do we show love to our children through their growing up years? Not only when they're obedient and loving, but also when they're not. How do we as parents raise them up to be good people? These are all good questions, and I'm sure you've asked them at times if you're a parent. Sometimes I've asked myself what kind of a mother I should be or would like to be. I wonder if you do that too. We're all different, and so are our parenting styles. The way we act as parents will be influenced by our own parents and our own personality. Often we treat our children exactly as our parents treated us, don't we? We will also be influenced by what we learn from the people around us and the stresses we face in life. Our style of parenting will also be influenced by our children's personality and their behavior. I'm sure that you would agree that an easygoing child who does as we ask them to is going to be very easy to handle. But a rebellious child, now they'll need much firmer control. So let's look at four different styles of parenting and how each of these may affect our children. The first is authoritarian or dominant parenting. This parent has all the power. Decisions are made for the child without discussion or explanation. Dominant parenting is cold and firm. I'm sure you've seen or experienced this kind of parenting, always demanding perfection from the child. The parents just tell the child to obey the rules, but they don't explain or discuss them at all. Children from this type of parenting are often not sure how to respond in social situations. They have to look to others to decide what's right, and they find it very hard to make their own decisions, as they have not been allowed to choose by themselves. They lose the desire to be curious about things and find it very hard to be spontaneous. Those who demand such perfection from their children will unfortunately often find that their children will become rebellious as they grow up. The second style of parenting is indifferent or neglectful parenting. Life is centered around the parent. They are more concerned with themselves than their child. The parents are generally not involved in their child's life, but will provide their basic needs. They don't spend time talking to their child or even showing that they care. At home, when they're busy doing something for themselves, they don't listen to what their child has to say or show interest in their little stories or their hurts or their joys. These parents may forget that their children are the most important and precious possessions they have. One of the main reasons why children are being neglected today is that both parents work every day to make ends meet and leave their children with other people. And millions of children around the world are raised without one or both of their parents because of divorce. The result of neglect is that many children spend hours and hours watching television. Studies show that the average time spent watching TV in countries across the world ranges from 2.5 hours to 8 hours every day. And this is not good for our children, is it? TV may keep them quiet, but it takes them into a fantasy world which has nothing to do with reality. They miss out on exercise and fun and family time. Neglectful parenting is not consistent, and the child doesn't know how to behave or what to expect. These children will often grow up feeling resentment against their parents. The third style is permissive or easygoing parenting. This style of parenting allows children to have a lot of power. Boundaries are not set or enforced. Permissive parenting is warm and soft. Parents are nurturing and accepting, but not demanding. These parents are very easy on their children, as anything goes. The children are not given rules to live by. They are given no responsibilities, and they are not taught respect. Without these boundaries, children can feel insecure and unsafe. The parents will do anything the child asks them to do, and they're afraid that that child won't love them if they use any kind of discipline. The children are rarely, if ever, punished. These children are generally immature and often unhappy. But we do find that many, as they grow up, will continue to have a close and loving relationship with their parents. In a moment, we'll look at the fourth style of parenting. The fourth style is authoritative or loving and firm parenting. These parents set clear boundaries and children are allowed some power within those boundaries. This parenting is warm and firm and will develop a loving and strong relationship with the child. The child is encouraged to make some decisions for him or herself. The parents spend time working out solutions with the child. For example, when the child comes home late for dinner again, the parents may say, "Now you're late again, but how can we work this out together?" Or when the child wants to go out with friends, the parent may want to say, "Well, you say all the girls will be there, but I would like to know first, what are you planning to do together?" This parent will always explain the reason when there is a need to discipline a child, and they'll always be ready to forgive. The children can develop self-esteem and independence, and they're encouraged to form their own opinions. These children are likely to be successful and able to express themselves, and they're often happy with themselves and generous with others. As you can see, there are different approaches to parenting. So which do you think sounds the best? Our research shows that the loving and firm approach appears to have the best outcomes for our young people. Now, there's one last style of parenting I need to mention, one that is not acceptable, and that's abusive parenting. Abusive parents hurt their children. This includes emotional, physical, or sexual abuse and neglect. Abusive parenting causes lasting damage, and it is never okay and needs to be stopped. As I finish, here's a question. What do we do if we as parents have different styles of parenting? This can be very difficult. We need to talk about it together because it's important for us as parents to try and work together. Our children need us to be consistent. It's very confusing to the child if, for example, one parent is dominant and gives punishments without explaining why, but the other one is warm and loving and talks with the child about the reason for the punishment. It's very challenging to change your parenting style, but it will help your children to grow into independent and caring adults.
Thank you so much, Carol, for sharing your heart for parents and children. You've given us a lot of things to think about today, thinking about the way we were raised and the way we parent our own children. You know, Carol, this makes me think about my own parents. They were easy, warm, loving parents and disciplined us from time to time.
Oh, Tammy, my father was definitely a dominant parent. That affected me as a person. I grew up as a rebellious child with very low self-esteem, loud, and I was demanding.
That's really hard for me to believe, Carol. Look at you now. You're so happy and self-confident today.
Well, I can only thank God for the changes He's made in my life. And we look forward shortly to hearing more about how our Father God can change us.
It is very comforting to know that God loves us for who we are, and that we can have God with us every day and in everything we do. We have Roz here today to share something more about God, our Father. Welcome, Roz.
Thank you. I love to be here with you. Many years ago, when my eldest child was a toddler, he would say, "Mummy, I need a biscuit," or you might call it a cookie. His little voice was very hard to resist, and I would usually give him one. Of course, I knew he didn't really need one. He just wanted it because it tasted good. Now my son's grown up, and he has a little toddler of his own. He's teaching her to ask very nicely for things. If she says, "I want some grapes," he reminds her to say, "Daddy, please can I have some grapes?" And then he can't resist her sweet request either. And as I watch this relationship between a loving father and his little girl, my son, and my granddaughter, my heart is warmed, and I think of the loving relationship I have with my Heavenly Father, God. We often imagine God being far away, don't we? Out of our reach, untouchable, not concerned about our needs. But all through the Bible, from beginning to end, God is spoken of as our Father. God's word says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." How does a father respond to his child? Does he listen when his child asks him something? Does he want the best for his child? Jesus told a story to his followers one day to help them understand who God the Father is. And then he said, "You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. And that's just how God is. He wants to give us what is best for us. And he does not want to trick us or punish us. God's word tells me that he cares for me as a father cares for his children. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Life without hope is not real life, is it? I wonder what you might be going through right now and you feel that there's no hope left. You know, God who made you wants you to come to him. He wants to be your father and he wants to listen to you as you tell him what you need. He says, "When you pray, I will listen." Not only will God our Father listen as he promised, but if we look for him, we'll find him. He says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So if you really want to find the true God, you will find him. "I will be found by you," says the Lord, "and I will bring you back from captivity." I wonder what might be holding you in captivity. Is it physical captivity, a prison? Do you need God's promise for hope and a future right where you are with high walls around you? Is it emotional captivity? Do you need to know that you're a valuable person in God's sight? You are. Is it spiritual captivity? Have you come to believe that the true God does not want this kind of relationship with you? He does, and you are valuable. He has plans for you, to prosper you and not to harm you. He is a loving Father. He will listen to you, and you will find him. How do we know that God is a loving Father? Well, God sent his Son, Jesus, to this earth to show us himself. Jesus showed great love and compassion for those who were hurting. He healed the sick and provided for the poor. And just as a father wants his children to be with him, God, our Father, wants us to go to be with him when our life on this earth is finished. Let's take a little look into the Bible at Jesus talking with some of his followers. He had just told them that he was going away to prepare a place for them. Imagine we're sitting, listening in. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. When everything's ready, I'll come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going." "No, we don't, Lord," Thomas said. "We have no idea where you're going. And how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who's seen me has seen the Father." That's the end of the story from God's Word. Jesus came not only to show us who the Father is, but to give his life to pay for our sin, the wrong things we do. If you put your trust in Jesus and what he's done for you, you can also be God's child. And do you know that your Father, God, knows exactly what you need even before you ask him? How wonderful! How are you feeling today? What troubles are you going through? Does your life sometimes feel just too hard for you? Jesus loves you with a Father's love. He says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Let's pray to this loving Father. Dear Father, thank you for loving me and sending Jesus to take the punishment for the wrong things that I've done. Thank you for forgiving me and making me your child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It is exciting to think that each one of us can have a relationship with the one who created this beautiful world. He not only created the world, but he also created us, and he calls us his children.
We hope that you prayed with us today and that you will have many years ahead as a child of your Father God.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.